Joining us now to talk more about rebuilding at the shore is Tim Dillingham. He's executive director of the American Littoral Society, a nonprofit dedicated to protecting shorelines. It's based in Highlands, New Jersey. Tim, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
You know, we heard in Janet's story how 10 homes on Fielder Avenue are completely gone, washed off their foundations. These residents clearly want to rebuild. Does that contradict what your organization is advocating for?
Well, I think we have to recognize that the oceanfront and the Barrier Islands in particular are very hazardous areas to build communities around. And I understand and sympathize with the residents there, but we really ought to be considering what the best route is to ensure that the kind of problems they're having, the pain they're going through, doesn't happen again. We need to look to the future and provide options for them. And I think one of those has to be considered is buying out the properties that were destroyed.
Well, you know, both New York and New Jersey are offering buyout programs to return the land to its natural state. What are the differences between the programs in the two states?
Well, Governor Christie here in New Jersey has asked for about $250 million dedicated to a buyout program, but the program really doesn't have a lot of details to it yet. As opposed to New York, Governor Cuomo has a fairly well-developed and thought-out program. The other difference is Governor Christie has said the program would only go to buy out whole neighborhoods and be less focused on the oceanfront, which really, I think, misses the opportunity to reduce the risk to these communities, to provide options for property owners, and to really mitigate against some of the future losses that might come from the next storm that we see.
Many longtime residents of Ortley Beach say, you know, this is the first time their homes have flooded, and they expect it to be their last. I guess we really don't know whether these neighborhoods will be flooded again, do we?
Well, scientists are telling us that we're going to see more frequent, more intense storms as a consequence of climate change and sea level rise. So we know these areas are inherently risky, Barrier Islands. They really are not the right place to build. But the communities are there. Again, I think we need to rethink the vulnerability of the residents and give them some options to figure what makes them safest, what's best for the state.
Tim Dillingham is the executive director of the American Littoral Society. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Good morning. Thanks a lot now.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.